You were playing Ken Griffey Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like some under the sheets weird roommate shit?
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Welcome back to the Burn and Rave podcast. I am Ryan.
I am Sam.
And we are joined again, not by Joe, yep. Who is at an all-you-can-eat hot dog buffet
yep.
right now.
Ask me about my wiener!
So, good luck to Joe.
Did he take his little grandbaby?
No, I think he just went with a bunch of other dudes. A bunch of his hip-hop buddies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They like to get down.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Especially on them hot dogs.
Since we're talking about Joe.
Chili dogs.
Would you now consider Joe a GILF? Has he graduated from DILF to GILF? Or is there still kind of a review process?
I'm not sure he ever made DILF.
Oh, he made DILF.
So hot. I'm about to fuck myself.
Bite my lip. I think Joe got an early start on
Joe, man, this motherfucker this is a groundbreaker.
It's an early family.
Dude.
Which actually makes a lot more sense.
Dude, gotta do that shit early. Who wants to be an 80-year-old?
I
want to
get my kids out of the house while I'm as young as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes! You know what I mean? To enjoy my life and my money.
Yes!
Yeah. Scoot. So, yeah, Joe is definitely on a good path. I mean, shit, that guy's going to be able to retire by the time he's 58.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, wait, never mind. He's a Tyler.
I have fast food experience. Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Oh, he'll never be able to retire.
He's in Tyler's own house. How come if he's such a good tiler, he can't just tile himself like an igloo? Can't you do that? Like, that's basically what igloos are. Like,
what the fuck's he gonna do with an igloo?
He could live in it. If he built himself a tiled igloo.
You're gonna... A tiled igloo, large enough to live... I'm assuming you're thinking of something the size of a house with bathrooms and bedrooms and all that shit.
No. Like a big igloo. You know what an igloo
is? Yeah, I know what the fucking igloo
you
is.
You see the cartoons?
Shh. Listen.
Like penguins live inside.
But it's big, right? It's got rooms inside.
It's things. Joe's living in it, bro. It's yeah, gotta
so,
be.
Okay. You're talking, what, 150,000 tons? Probably
of tile?
Of tile? Yeah. So
yeah, but
I'm not sure.
Joe's the best tile
Joe
guy.
Joe is the best. You know, he can do it.
Dude,
do it, Joe.
It, where there's a
build
will,
an igloo way. Out of fucking ceramic tile, Joe. Large enough to put your whole family in.
No.
With
bro.
Rooms and shit.
No.
And
we'll see.
We'll see if that thing stands.
All right.
This is a one-man igloo. Look, he's jealous of my tough shit.
Geodesic dome.
Don't you think he can igloo tile himself a little man cave?
You know what? I don't even care if he can igloo tile himself a little man cave.
I'm trying to help this motherfucker out.
Why?
So he has his own space.
You don't know that he needs his own space.
You're just assuming. Do you know how many records this man has?
He's got a lot of records.
He needs a fucking igloo to store his shit. I'm just saying he's a GILF. You can disagree.
No, you're
he's
not
an
just
early
saying he's
GILF,
a GILF.
And he's an okay. early DILF.
You're not just...
He's a trendsetter.
Listen, I'm not even arguing that he's a GILF anymore.
Yes, because okay. it's obvious he is.
Right. But the point is, you said my only point was, but your only point wasn't that, because then you said you could own, you wanted to build an igloo tile.
What are you talking
about?
A
tile igloo.
You want to build a tile igloo? Why do you want to build an igloo out of tiles?
You know what? Because it'd be fun. I want to build one because it'd be fun.
I agree. We should get Joe to do it.
We should. Let's get Joe to build a tile igloo.
You said you had a story or a joke or something?
Yeah, I was reminded of a story. And so I wrote it down. Back in my college days, and when I say college days, I don't mean to imply that I was actually attending college, but all of my friends were, so these were my college days.
I knew I should have started preparing for college in junior
so
high.
So a lot of my friends wound up at the California State University, San Diego, most on the 6-year plan. We lived in an apartment complex directly adjacent to the campus. Scott's Plaza. Who was Scott? No idea. Never met him.
Fuck you, Scott, you cunt bag, lint licker, sucker fucker.
But if I had, I think the conversation would have revolved mostly around insect infestations, or maybe the dead animals in the pool, which, might I add, I did not put there all the time. Or maybe the mushroom growing out of the bathroom wall. Or the fact that the shower had a big-ass regular fucking house window in it. Mark and I shared a room at Scott's Plaza. Well, me, Mark, and two little crocodiles, but that's not important.
Real crocodiles?
Yep, live ones.
Croc of shit!
Mark also was not attending college, but that's because he had already graduated. We enjoyed sleeping in, playing Ken Griffey Jr., and drinking boxes of wine and hiding from Murph, our roommate.
You were playing Ken Griffey Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like some under-the-sheets weird roommate shit?
No!
What kind of game is that?
That was Nightcrawlers. Ken Griffey Jr. is a Nintendo baseball game. Anyway, we enjoyed sleeping in, playing Ken Griffey Jr., drinking boxes of wine, and hiding from Murph, our other roommate. So while the others were in class, or laboratories, or whatever happens at college, Mark and I would be rolling out of bed, hitting our boxes of wine, and digging right back into the fourth inning of last night's game, which had been on pause all night.
Yeah, remember that.
One day, we discovered that there was an actual bar on campus. A bar on the college campus. How genius is that?
Smart.
What a time saver. So one Friday, we decided to go see what this campus drinkery was all about. And perhaps more importantly, what time they opened. So on our way across campus to get drunker, we found some friends who, although being finals week, wisely chose to join us. This was shaping up to be a great morning. And lo, as we rounded the corner of all the counselors' offices, there it sat, the campus bar.
Bum, bum, bum.
7 o'clock! It's over! Time to get shit-faced!
Nice.
So we grabbed a table, those of us with stuff to do put down their stuff, and we all enjoyed a little break. A little well-earned, well for them, rest from the stress. Most of my friends unstressed so good they missed their finals. Mm. Some of my friends were able to make it to their finals with varying outcomes. Mm. And one managed to stumble into class enough to turn in his final paper to the girl next to him, have her turn it in for him. So he missed the final, but turned in the final project. That's a success in my book. So after trying to do school and mostly failing, everyone naturally gathered back at the bar. But that shit was getting expensive, and the bartender was not enjoying our shenanigans.
4 Jaeger bombs? I hope you and your friends die in a hazing accident.
So we all made the collective decision to head back to Scott's Plaza and continue drinking. We'll worry about lunch later. So now, we're wandering down the waviest sidewalk I'd ever been down. And we come to a fork in the road, and one path went down the little hill, and the other went up. No one else thinks anything of it, but I see the symbolism, Sam, I get it. So they start downhill, I go uphill.
Ooh.
The path less traveled.
Oh.
The high road, if you will, Sam.
Okay.
But when I get to the top, the sidewalk just ends.
Where the sidewalk ends.
It just ends. It was a service door to the back of a building.
Oh.
It just ended. Not to worry, though, for I may have just had 6 pitchers of beer, but I turn into a superhero around 5 pitchers.
Yeah.
So, the seemingly daunting and perilous task of getting safely down from this predicament was actually made quite simple by way of the superhero blood alcohol levels. Hmm. I simply yelled, "Hey guys, wait for me!"
Mm.
And then I threw myself headfirst off the end of the sidewalk in a full pike.
Wow.
I knew this was a horrible decision right about the time my toes left the earth. Mm. But what are you gonna do? I flew over the junipers for about 4 feet, which was actually about 48 feet shy of where I thought I was gonna safely land.
Oh, I've done that.
No. I cleared about 4 feet of junipers before my hands, still held out over my head in pike position, crashed into the ground between the junipers and jammed my arms back into my spine, which probably hurt. But before I had a chance to dwell on it, my face landed squarely on the gnarly little trunk of one of those junipers.
Ooh.
Then I proudly tumbled that last 48 feet. Thorny ass juniper bush after thorny ass juniper bush. I figure I lost consciousness about the 29-foot mark, but quickly came to when my face hit the paved walking path.
Mm.
By the time I got myself rolled over, I saw my friends bent over to help. Turns out they were hunched over laughing.
Oh.
But by the time I had finished my internal bleeding self-assessment, They had calmed down enough to help me up. We spent the rest of the afternoon picking bark, thorns, and juniper berries out of all my surfaces. And, of course, more drinking.
Wow. I had sort of a Jesus image, though. You know, the thorns and stuff, and like you're tumbling, because you sort of sacrificed for your friends.
I did, because otherwise they'd have had to come back and get me.
Right. Well, you sacrificed. Now they know that's the wrong way to go. And because of you, they laughed.
See,
you they brought got joy. And you're Jesus.
And let's not forget that it's because of me that they're all fucking plastered at 11:30 a.m. on a Friday.
You're the man.
And they all missed their finals.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, they could have. They should have carried me down that goddamn
Bro,
hill.
Bro, you know who you are? Drunk Jesus.
Oh.
You're drunk Jesus.
Can I be honky tonk Jesus?
You're drunk honky tonk Jesus.
Save me, Jeebus.
Drunk honky tonk Jesus?
Fuck yeah. We're making this movie, bro. It. You're blessing everybody with failure.
I've been sober for 13 years, but I'll take it.
No.
Drunk honky tonk Jesus.
This is we're acting. We're not going method on this.
No, I got you.
We're
I
not
got going you. Method. I got you. I'm with it. Okay. I'll represent.
So, you know, I'm just a kid who's like trying to take their finals and pass, and drunk Jesus shows up, and he's like, why are you wasting your time?
I'm going to do lots of karate shit.
You got to do karate.
Well, what else would honky tonk Jesus do? Actually.
Play guitar.
Shotgun. Truck.
Will you have teeth? We have to remove one.
One that he lost fighting the devil. The devil got one tooth out, but Jesus kicked his ass. Honky tonk Jesus sent him back to hell.
Can I just say this, because I've been getting very into Foley? Your little sound sounds very good. Like, I could see us.
You've been getting very into Foley.
Oh, I love Foley.
You said that with a dead serious face.
Bro, Foley is life, bro. Do you know how they make these fucking sounds?
Plungers yeah, they slap steaks on each other's tits
you gotta
and smash watermelons
you
and
gotta
stuff.
Beat
yeah.
that me.
I use only one tool in the toolbox. My mouse.
But they get so into it. That's the most amazing. Like,
oh, you got
it. None of them are just like clanking shoes on the floor. They're all like,
oh, yes. You
like
got a channel
it out and shit channel. Like, they put more into it than the actors do.
Bro, you, dude, do not disrespect my Foley.
Are they also getting $14 million per picture?
Well, not as much, but not certainly not. Listen.
They put as much into it emotionally, Sam. I've seen
it. Exactly. So you got your Foley. You're like, okay, I need a fucking horse clop, right? So some dude just fucking pounds on a wall, no emotion. Another Foley artist, you get some fucking plungers, you stuff them with some shit, and you get into it. You become the horse. You right. gotta become the horse.
But that question has been internally answered.
What do you
mean? Two coconut halves. Holy grail.
No. See, that's a comedy. I'm doing serious movies. I'm trying to win Academy Awards. You just taught Foley 101.
Oh!
If you are
am I hired?
Doing a
am I
paid,
hired at the Valley Film Project?
I got some clout. Foley? I got some clout. You tell, if you're doing a scene in London, some fucking foggy, beautiful, can I get through my Foley?
But now you get me all excited about sounds.
What sound is that?
That's the one my wife hates the most.
Okay. You give me the sound.
Do it at the kitchen table.
Shout out to like my 7th, 8th grade best friend, Meho Kolosevich.
Word, Kolosevich.
This motherfucker, he would just run around.
Honky tonk Jesus got a high five for you, Kolosevich.
We called him.
Bring it.
Called him Meho.
Meho.
And I think
like baby?
Yugoslavian.
No, it's Miho.
Yeah, this is the Yugoslavian version of Miho.
Oh,
Meho. This guy would just run up to girls. This is like 7th, 8th grade in the 90s. And he would go like this. He'd just stick his nose in their back of their head, like in the hair, and go. Like that snappy sound. And you know what? It took me years to work on that.
I've done that before and actually inhaled hair, like up into my sinuses.
Oh, the girl's hair?
Yeah.
Good.
And then as she ran away, it goes. I've also inhaled dental floss and then spit it out my mouth. Like,
why did you inhale dental floss?
Well, no, I sucked it up my nose.
Well, on purpose?
And then, yes, and then spit it out my mouth. So it went in my nose, through my throat, and then out my mouth. Like, you didn't ever watch like circus sideshows? Go home and try that shit?
Listen.
Dude, I got scars and stories, buddy.
I know that you haven't been to a dentist in 10, 15 years.
Decades.
Dental floss is not for flossing your nostrils.
I was afraid it was going to cut through my sinuses.
Dental.
Well, it was technically in my mouth.
One
time I swallowed an entire thing of dental floss and then pulled it back out.
Oh, down your throat?
Yeah, into my stomach. And
blah. Bro, come on, man.
It took me like it took me like 30 seconds to pull it all out. It's like 50 yards.
Bro, stop. You just feel that tickle coming up your fucking throat. Bro.
Yeah, out of my stomach all the way up. I was like the sideshow. I put nails in my nose or like the inside of a pen. You pull the ink cartridge out of a big pen. I put the whole motherfucker in my nose.
Okay, how far did you get that Bic up your nose?
Oh, I can go 4 inches.
Like, you can get 4 inches up there?
I swear to God, I poked my brain once. I felt a pain in my... Yeah, I haven't done it in a while.
Wait, your brain's only 4 inches?
Dude, that's the only exposed part of your brain, bro. Is in your nose.
Okay, you said 4 inches with that nose?
Yeah.
Bro, you ain't even going to hit your eyeball.
Go to bed at night, I tell myself, don't think about the nose. Forget the nose, but I think about it.
Honky-tonk Jesus. What do a priest and Christmas trees have in common?
Okay, let me think for a second. They both hide presents under their skirts.
The balls are both for decoration.
Ooh, that's good.
I'm about to drop some truth bombs down your chimneys, people.
You know I like pedophile jokes. So much so that I've been booed at a live performance, Sam. For my pedophile jokes. For those who weren't at the live performance, we did a live performance and I was telling some pedophile jokes and they were going pretty good, except for one dude. And then okay. A text from my wife said, no more pedophile jokes.
Wait, if they're aimed at me, that's okay.
Well, yeah, but I made the one about it's not legal for Joe to go near kids.
Well, that's true, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was like he couldn't go near his grandkid or some shit, but...
I think there is a 50-foot radius around most schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just his stomach.
It's under my control, you know? It just happens, you know? I mean, sometimes when I'm eating and I feel feelings, I'll be like, nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want... to apologize for Ryan's sense of humor tonight is entirely inappropriate and not body positive whatsoever.
It's big bone.
He's a spicy honky-tonk Jesus.
I will spend.
Run for your lives.
I promise Joe, as God is my witness, I will spend the next 20-30 minutes getting back at Ryan for what he just did to you.
You're going to have him laughing.
Drunk honky-tonk Jesus. Okay, let me ask you this. I'm going to show you a picture, and you tell me what you think it is, okay?
That, sir, well, it's the shape of a light bulb.
Okay.
A regular old incandescent light bulb.
Bingo.
And it's got the line across the bottom, like where the metal part would be. This is actually a perfect description of what I'm looking at. And then in the middle, there's a line going vertical with a black spot almost in the center. And your very first reaction, of course, is the ass end of a... animal of some sort.
That's your first reaction?
Yes.
Oh.
It has to be.
When you see a black dot, you immediately think animal asshole?
Wait a minute. I just described it as a light bulb and then said it was an asshole.
Bro.
The fuck's wrong with me?
No.
Is it a light bulb?
Look again. Look again.
I'm looking.
Ryan, is it a light bulb or is it a woman bending over to pull up her pants?
Yeah, it's definitely an asshole then.
Wow, isn't that a trip?
But the way you have it drawn, oh, because it has to look like a light bulb.
Yes. Yeah. This is not some weird psychological Rorschach test. This is a joke my dad told me like when I was 10 years old. He goes, hey, does this look like a light bulb? Or does this look like a woman, a naked woman bending over to pull up her pants? And you're looking at her asshole.
Let me tell you how I turned out, just so you're crystal clear. On your impact.
My tattoo guy has a tattoo of that in a keyhole. It says peekaboo. And it's a woman's asshole inside a keyhole.
What?
And it says peekaboo. Oh,
wait, hold. Okay, hold on. Back up. Give me the description. Oh, a keyhole
it's
in an asshole?
You know those old? No, you know those old keyholes? Yeah. Uh-huh. Skeleton key?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks, the tattoo looks, it's the edge of that. So it looks like you're looking through the keyhole. And then inside is a woman bending over, and you see her asshole.
Wow.
And under the tattoo, it says peekaboo.
Wow.
But the funny thing is, Sam, who's peeking at who? Dun, dun, dun.
Wait a minute.
Is that butthole peeking at you?
Oh.
Or are you peeking at that butthole? It's deep.
No, it's not that
it's
deep.
It's deep.
If I'm
it's
looking
heavy.
At a guy's tattoo, I'm the one doing all the peeking.
Or are you looking at what someone else is looking at through the keyhole, or is it you looking through the keyhole? Or is the butthole looking at you through the keyhole? Or is the butthole looking at what the perception of another, like the observer of the butthole, and you're looking at it? Are you watching the situation or are you in the situation?
Are you watching it or is the asshole?
This is a very deep tattoo.
You should teach philosophy. This is literally what philosophy is.
Right. You know, you don't ever have to answer anything. We've already discussed that. Yeah. That's not good for
you. You take a non-issue and you make it a very big deal.
And just keep going and going and going with it.
I want to bring a more creative, poetic edge to your friend's tattoo because it's very meta. And I see what you're saying. Like, you're staring into a keyhole, looking at an asshole, but that asshole's looking out the keyhole, looking at you. I want to go deeper than that. Like, deeper into that asshole imagery. Here's what I would do. You're looking into the keyhole, okay? There's a woman bending over, asshole, that's fine.
Fishnet stockings. That's
sure.
That's all.
Irrelevant, but for you, maybe that's good. Now, I want her eyes now in a mirror that's adjacent to her bed. And so now you see her eyes in the mirror, and her mirrored eyes are looking back at you. Boom. So you're looking like through. It's right? It's meta. So stop looking at the asshole. Look at the eyes. Eyes are more important.
My eyes are up here.
Or the asshole is the window to the soul.
There you go. That's the name of the tattoo.
The asshole is the window to the soul.
Hmm.
The eyes have been the window to the soul for a long time. Do you think that needs to be replaced by another body part?
By the brown eye?
You know, that's interesting. The eye is the window to the soul. And then you decide. Left eye, right eye,
brown eye.
You see?
Interesting.
You see?
Lowest chakra of your body.
That's the clear.
The thing on the money, the pyramid with the eye in it, that's the brown eye. Your left eye, your right eye are at the bottom, and the brown eye is the all-seeing eye at the top. That is the window to the soul. That's the all-seeing eye. It's your connection to the universe. It's your asshole.
Bro, this is like a religion. Like the assholes.
Oh.
We're all assholes.
Not
you
a
know
triangle,
how people say
though.
That? Yours it is not a triangle?
Be. I don't think so.
Mine's, what is yours?
I've never actually looked.
Octagon.
To be honest with you, I've only got other photos from the internet and whatnot to go off of, so I'm just assuming mine is like theirs.
Dude, I don't know what's going on back there.
Who would?
Men don't know anything that's happening.
Nobody looks
below the waist.
Porn stars maybe, but everybody else ignores
maybe.
It. Nobody's going to go to the effort of putting a mirror down there.
No.
Weird.
But women, they take care of that region.
That doesn't mean they look at it in the mirror.
Oh, yes, they do. It's important for not only hygiene, but for medical reasons. You got to check what's going on down there. Ours is very external. We see it all the time. So we're always holding on to it. But women, they...
Yours is on the outside?
It's on the outside of my body.
Oh.
Do you have an innie? Tell me if this is a terrible joke, a funny joke, or both funny and terrible.
Okay.
Because I think it could be both, and then it's just how the audience reacts. It's true. A trans woman gave me a boner once, but I gave it right back. What do you think?
I feel so let down.
Like, objectively, that was really funny to me in my head.
Yeah.
But like, then I was like, but you know, it's also, I don't want to get into the for. But I think.
It's very funny.
Objectively.
It's a good twist.
Bro, I think that was, I think I can retire now.
I think so.
Because I'm going to be canceled anyway.
Fuck it.
I think people have the right to make whatever decision they want, and we have the right to make any joke we want. That's fair.
Yeah, that's
bro,
fair. If you're
going
to do it, then we get to make jokes about it.
Hey, that's a weird but not entirely bad statement. Let me think about that. I want to make it clear that we're totally improvisational and all this is coming to me very quick, but...
Half the people will say, oh, that's wonderful, and half people will be like...
Do you got a joke?
Yeah.
You have to joke.
Yeah.
I actually think the problem with the United States of America is we have lost laughter. We have lost the ability to laugh because people are too afraid to tell jokes or people too afraid to laugh at jokes. And people are not giving people the benefit of the doubt that they're just jokes, but they're great people. And we're just laughing at things. And it's like we're just releasing tension in the form of laughter. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Mind their own fucking business and just enjoy life.
Well, but no, but you want them to listen, so we want them to mind our business.
Well, yeah, they can mind our business.
Yeah.
Our business is your business.
I'm an open book, dude.
I am pretty much
I'm like spread eagle mentally.
I'm the drunken honky-tonk Jesus.
I love it. Ryan, I think we should wrap here. We have said a lot, maybe too much. I'm a little worried, but we're going to air it and see what happens. And
I feel opinions were expressed and humor was elevated.
Mm-hmm. We elevated.
I think it was an excellent time we had here this evening.
You know what? Let's treat this like a faculty tenure review.
Mm.
We will both, as faculty members of this Burn and Rave podcast, agree that we had a wonderful show.
We had
filled
a good
show. With tremendous humor, robust conversation, you know, slightly controversial but poignant jokes. Why would we give ourselves a bad review and fire each other?
You gave yourself a 5-star review?
We got tenure. We got podcast tenure.
We do have podcast tenure. We just invented that.
Thank you for listening. And we'll be back in a couple weeks. If you want to email us, we are at burnandravepodcast@gmail.com. Instagram, burnandravepodcast. And Twitter, where occasionally somebody from this podcast posts one-liners. Burnandravepod.
Dunkin' Hunky Dunk Jesus, y'all.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light.